السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. We welcome you to another episode of Ask the Imam, question and answer and fatwa session. So we have quite a few questions. As you know, if you want to post your questions or your questions to be answered, please send us an email at asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is asktheimam@themasjid.org. So we'll start with the first question, Sheikh Waleed. We welcome you. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you like the coffees.
I love it.
Thank you. All right.
And if you want coffee, come to Blue Lake, to the Sheikh's office.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. So we have quite a few questions. I would like to begin with a question that many brothers and sisters have asked about Salat al-Ghaib, praying janazah in absentia. What's your understanding of it, and what are the Islamic ruling in this regard?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu ba'd. If somebody passed away, it is his right upon the Muslims that Salat al-Janazah to perform upon this person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fardu kifaya. Yani if some Muslim did it, it became just highly recommended for the rest to do it.
A fardu kifaya is a collective
obligation.
Yes.
Part of the Muslim community must do it.
Right.
It's like the adhan. Not everybody called the adhan. If somebody called the adhan, it would be something.
And if nobody did it, it becomes a responsibility upon all the Muslims, right?
Excellent. Yes. So if somebody passed away and there is some Muslim prayed janazah on them, the obligation was fulfilled. The question will be, can some other people do the salah on this person, even though the salah was performed on this person, by people who are absent from his place, like in another city, another, mm-hmm. Country or something like that? And the answer for this is, when we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find two things. One, what's reported in Bukhari Muslim, that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Najashi died in the Pisidian, mm-hmm. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, let's go out, and they went out and they prayed janazah on him, even though he was absent, radiallahu anhu rahimah. And he said, today is this righteous king died, and and he prayed janazah on him. To make the point also that he's a Muslim. From this hadith, some of the fuqaha said, so it is allowed for you to pray janazah on someone who is not present in front of you. And the Shafi'iyya, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and the Mashhur al-Madhab, that this is their position, that it is allowed. But also when we look at the Prophet ﷺ's life, we found that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of his friends died in other countries or traveling or other cities. Or
like Zayd bin Haritha and Ja'far. Yeah.
And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prayed janazah on them. And that's like a large number of incidents. But he never told the Sahaba in Mecca to do this. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he died, they did not pray janazah on him in Mecca, on Taif, on other cities.
Right.
People was coming to Medina to pray group after group, did not pray janazah on him in Awali al-Medina or Quba or something like that. Mm. But they all came and they prayed in the Prophet ﷺ in his presence.
Yes.
So from this, you will have the Ahnaf, the Malikiyya became more strict, and they said no Salat al-Janazah on a Ghaib, as long as the
prayer has been
performed on him.
Yes.
There is no point, because we look at the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Also, that's a position of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in another narration that he said the same thing.
Mm.
But he tried to reconciliate between both. And that's the opinion that Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim have chosen. That the second opinion of Imam Ahmad, that he said, you only pray janazah on someone in his absence, even first, if nobody pray on him or her. Two, like somebody die in a non-Muslim land, or like die in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And lost the body, nobody knows who he is. So group
drowning or something like this, right?
So that's one. Second, he said, to combine between evidence, we say that you pray janazah on the person who is known to be a righteous, somebody has great influence, like what the Prophet did with An-Najashi.
But
he said, this is what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, like a king, a righteous, a big senior scholars, like, I remember when Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah died, they prayed janazah on him in Medina, they prayed janazah on him in Al-Aqsa, in many places around the world. They did not do that with other than Sheikh Baz. Even when Grand Muftis died, they never did that. But he has that special place in the heart of people.
Right.
Some grandiose, like, kind of, you know, status. This can be optional. Not just, and I can say, an uncle or like a Islamic center imam or like necessarily everybody died. But somebody who really have shaped the ummah or have a great flow. That's one opinion. But you might argue back, said Sheikh, but what about Ja'far? He's a great...
Exactly.
Sahabi, Zayd, you know, all these companions died, also great Sahaba. Also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, they didn't pray Janazah on him. So you can push back on that opinion. And I do believe that Salat and Janazah only performed on people who are did not receive a Janazah prayer. If they receive Janazah prayer, the best thing to do is to make dua for them, to make sadaqah on their behalf.
Exactly.
To make, you know, to increase your dua. And you mentioned, you learn from their life and mention their legacy and so forth. So I do believe that this is the right thing to do. But also, if somebody choose the other opinion, we should not say it is haram or like be... I think this is one of the issues. What is the khilaf? You see a big split between the fuqaha, rahimahullah.
Right.
So we take it easy. And the people
Listening. But I think, you know, to add to this is that Najashi was probably the only Muslim within his circles. And at that time, I think all of the Muslims, like Ja'far and the other Muslims, had left Abyssinia. So he probably the only Muslim there, and there was nobody to pray on him.
And even if there is a Muslim, he hides his Islam.
Exactly, yes.
So they would not even be allowed to touch his body because the king, there is a certain process to go through the body and to deal with him according to their culture. So there is no way Muslim will have an access to. And that's good argument for us who take the position.
Exactly. That's why the Prophet ﷺ prayed janazah on him, because there hadn't been any janazah prayed on him where he died.
I think the argument is very strong toward that position.
Yes. All right. Jazakallah khair. All right. Thank you for watching this episode. Again, we remind you, it is send an email to Ask the Imam, all one word, @themasjid.org. JazakumAllah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right.